the first Sunday after Pentecost, Trinity Sunday. The Collect and Psalms will be read from the Episcopal Church Book of Common Prayer. The Old Testament Epistle and Gospel will be read from God's Word Translation. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given to us your servants grace by the confession of a true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity and in the power of your divine majesty to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith and worship, and bring us at last to see you in your one and eternal glory. O Father, who with the Son and the Holy Spirit live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. The Old Testament is from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a high and lofty throne. The bottom of his robe filled the temple. Angels were standing above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. They called to each other and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of armies. The whole earth is filled with his glory." Their voices shook the foundations of the doorposts, and the temple filled with smoke. So I said, "Oh no, I'm doomed. Every word that passes through my lips is sinful. I live among people with sinful lips. I have seen the King, the Lord of armies." Then one of the angels flew to me. In his hand was a burning coal that he had taken from the altar with tongs. He touched my mouth with it and said, "This has touched your lips. Your guilt has been taken away, and your sin has been forgiven." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom will I send? Who will go for us?" Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Psalm 29. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is a voice of splendor. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf, and Mount Hermon like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord splits the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees writhe and strips the forests bare. And in the temple of the Lord all are crying, "Glory!" The Lord sits enthroned above the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as King forevermore. The Lord shall give strength to his people. The Lord shall give his people the blessing of peace. Canticle 13. Glory to you, Lord God of our fathers. You are worthy of praise. Glory to you. Glory to you for the radiance of your holy name. We will praise you and highly exalt you forever. Glory to you in the splendor of your temple, on the throne of your majesty. Glory to you. Glory to you seated between the cherubim. We will praise you and highly exalt you forever. Glory to you beholding the depths, in the high vault of heaven. Glory to you. Glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We will praise you and highly exalt you forever. The epistle is from Romans chapter 8, verses 12 through 17. So, brothers and sisters, we have no obligation to live the way our corrupt nature wants us to live. If you live by your corrupt nature, you are going to die. But if you use your spiritual nature to put to death the evil activities of the body, you will live. Certainly, all who are guided by God's Spirit are God's children. You haven't received the spirit of slaves that leads you into fear again. Instead, you have received the spirit of God's adopted children, by which we call out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. If we are His children, we are also God's heirs. If we share in Christ's suffering in order to share His glory, we are heirs together with Him. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. The Gospel is from John chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. Nicodemus was a Pharisee and a member of the Jewish council. He came to Jesus one night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that God has sent you as a teacher. No one can perform the miracles you perform unless God is with him. Jesus replied to Nicodemus, I can guarantee this truth. No one can see God's kingdom without being born from above. Nicodemus asked him, How can anyone be born when he's an old man? He can't go back inside his mother a second time to be born, can he? Jesus answered Nicodemus, I can guarantee this truth. No one can enter God's kingdom without being born of water and the Spirit. Flesh and blood give birth to flesh and blood, but the Spirit gives birth to things that are spiritual. Don't be surprised when I tell you that all of you must be born from above. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you don't know where the wind comes from or where it's going. That's the way it is with everyone born of the Spirit. Nicodemus replied, How can that be? Jesus told Nicodemus, You're a well-known teacher of Israel. Can't you understand this? I can guarantee this truth. We know what we're talking about. And we confirm what we've seen. Yet you don't accept our message. If you don't believe me when I tell you about things on earth, how will you believe me when I tell you about things in heaven? No one has gone to heaven except the Son of Man, who came from heaven. As Moses lifted up the snake on a pole in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. Then everyone who believes in him will have eternal life. God loved the world this way. He gave His only Son so that everyone who believes in Him will not die, but will have eternal life. God sent His Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but to save the world. The Gospel of the Lord. On May 30th, we celebrate the life of Jeanne d'Arc, Joan of Arc, mystic and soldier, read from a great cloud of witnesses. Jeanne d'Arc, or Joan of Arc, was born the daughter of peasant stock in France in 1412. Called the Maid of Orleans, she was a religious child, and at a young age she began to experience spiritual visions, which she described as voices emerging from a powerful flash of light. She believed that St. Michael and St. Catherine, among other saints, called her to save France from the civil war between the houses of Orleans and Burgundy. At first, her visions were looked upon skeptically, but she eventually convinced King Charles VII, the not yet consecrated King of France, of the genuineness of her visions. In consultation with several of his theologians, Charles decided to allow Joan to lead an expedition to Orleans. According to legend, she wore a suit of white armor and carried a banner bearing the symbol of the Trinity and the words Jesus Marie. Charles's troops were inspired and won the battle for their city. She convinced Charles to proceed to Reims for his coronation, and she stood at his side throughout the ceremony. Joan was eventually taken prisoner by Burgundian troops and sold to the English. In 1431, she returned to France, appeared before the Bishop of Beauvais, and was tried at Rouen on charges of witchcraft and heresy. Her visions were declared false and diabolical, and she was forced to recant. Later that year, however, she was tried and condemned as a relapsed heretic and burnt to death at Rouen. In 1456, following an appeal of her trial, Pope Callistus III declared her to have been falsely accused. She was canonized by Pope Benedict XV in 1920. Although her efforts were unsuccessful in ending civil war in France, she inspired later generations with her faith, her heroism, and her commitment to God and to her king. She is today one of the patron saints of France. Let us pray. Holy God, whose power is made perfect in weakness, we honor you for the calling of Jeanne d'Arc, who, though young, rose up in valor to bear your standard for her country, and endured with grace and fortitude both victory and defeat. And we pray that we, like Jeanne, may bear witness to the truth that is in us to friends and enemies alike, and encouraged by the companionship of your saints, give ourselves bravely to the struggle for justice in our time. Through Christ our Savior, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you.